Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Lamont. How may I help you today?
Hi, I was just going through my bank statement online, and there is a purchase here from yesterday that I did not make.
Well, ma'am, can I have your zip code to see if I can pull up an account?
48306. What is this? What is this company or whatever?
Well, ma'am, we're a third-party call center that services over 300 different companies. I'm trying to pull up an account so that I can assist you further.
Oh,
could I have your first and
okay.
last name, ma'am?
Vornine Krantz.
Thank you, ma'am. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
My address?
Yes, ma'am.
144 Ann Maria Drive, Rochester Hills, Michigan, 48306.
Yes, ma'am. Do you remember on November 29th placing an order for Lavish Gray Skincare Cream and Lavish Gray Skincare Serum?
No. But even if I did, why am I being charged for it now?
Well, ma'am, that product was in recurring billing, to where you would be charged every month. This product would be sent out to you every month. Have you received a package on December 7th or January 9th?
No. No. Due to the virus and everything, I live in kind of a rural area, and the mail's really bad here. But no, I haven't gotten anything, so I need to get this taken off of my account. Because I don't even know what it is.
Well, ma'am, is there anybody else who could have placed this order?
No, I'm 70 years old. I'm disabled. I live alone. And so. And if I did, I may have ordered something like that in November for a Christmas present. You know, let's say I did that. But I would have paid for it at that time, right? They're not going to wait till February to bill me for it. Isn't that correct?
Well, ma'am, you've been receiving this product since November. Like, as I said, it's in a recurring billing so that you would receive it every month.
No, I have not, and I definitely have not. Absolutely not. What is it?
It's an all-natural face cream and moisturizer that helps you reduce fine lines and wrinkles, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, no, like I say, I'm 70 years old, and my wrinkles, they're there. But and I have not received any packages. I don't know if you can track the tracking or whatever, but if I've been being billed for this every month, this has got to get off of my account back to whenever. But I'll go with the month I ordered it. If I ordered it in November, I'll pay for that one. But the other ones, they need to come off because I have not received anything.
Ma'am, it says both of the shipments that we sent out were delivered to the address that you verified for me, ma'am.
Well, it may say that, but I have not received them. And I don't want them. I didn't know it was a monthly recurring thing. I thought it was just a one-time thing, I guess, when I bought it. I must have bought it from my younger sister. But, yeah, I have not received the – who do I speak to about this? Because I have not received the product. I don't want the product. I didn't know I was going to be billed every month for this product, and especially when I'm not receiving it. And if I got it, what would I do with it at 70 years old? Nothing. It's a stupid thing. So who do I speak to about getting this back off? If I was billed in January, I've been in the hospital because I fell, and I'm disabled, so I haven't been looking at my bank account for the last couple months because I've been in the hospital. But I'm back now, and I'm going through everything, and yeah, this is crazy. I'm on Social Security. I can't afford this. I don't want it. I don't. So who do I speak to get this taken care of? This is a lot of money out of my Social Security. I'm not going to be able to pay my mortgage now because of this.
Well, ma'am, when you purchased this product, you agreed to the terms and conditions to being billed this $94.90 and $85.90. And, ma'am, my tracking information shows that they were delivered to your address.
How many times do I have to tell you I didn't get the product? Get me a supervisor now.
Ma'am, I'm doing the best that I can to assist you, but ma'am, my tracking shows that they were delivered to your address and that you had agreed to the terms and conditions. I can offer a 35.
Somebody could have taken it off the porch. You know, we have, and like I said, I've been in the hospital. Nobody has been here. Anybody could have taken anything off of my porch. So, you know, I don't have them. I promise you that. I with all my heart and soul, I promise you that. And God's listening to me. I promise you that. I do not have them. I did not get them. Plus, I do not want them. And I need to get these charges off of my account.
Well, ma'am, I can offer a 35% discount, but I couldn't do anything about those charges, ma'am.
I don't want a 35. I want a supervisor.
Ma'am, as I stated, I'm trying to do the best that I can to help you. But, ma'am, when you ordered this product, you agreed to the terms and conditions to being billed $94.90 and $85.90.
How many times am I going to say I want a supervisor?
Just give me 1 second, ma'am. I'll transfer you over to my supervisor.
Jeez. Oh, what the hell, man?
Just give me 1 second, ma'am. I'm sticking to your account prep so I can send you over to my supervisor, okay?
Yes, thank you.
No problem, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, I'm about to send you to my supervisor now, okay?
Thank you.
No problem, ma'am.